Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, Let Your Light Shine in the Darkness.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 3, 5, and 6. The Lord said to me, You are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob might be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. This Christmas, I received a gift of a string of LED lights. I wrapped them around a crystal pine tree that I've had for many years. And they are little tiny things, with the actual lights being no bigger than the tip of a pencil. They give off a surprising amount of light, highlighting the tree and the area around it. Using a kind of found poetry meditation, I discovered this meaning of our readings today. You, who are called to be holy, are to be a light to the nations. Through you, I will show my glory and be known to Israel and the whole world. Let me read it again. You, who are called to be holy, are to be a light to the nations. Through you, I will show my glory and be known to Israel and the whole world. A tiny light can be amazingly bright in a dark room. We just celebrated a tiny baby who brought so much light to the world. He became an unexpected Messiah, a man who didn't seem like much, but was the image of the invisible God. What about our small lights? How do we bring them to the world to make a difference? Each one of us is called to be holy, and by our actions, our imitations of Christ, to reveal the greatness of our Creator. It doesn't take very much. A smile, a small kind action, perhaps an apology, reaching out in acceptance, using another's preferred pronouns. Small actions, big light. The wire between my tiny lights is so thin as to be almost invisible. It makes the lights seem like they are independent, all alone, but in fact, they're all connected together. There is so much that connects each one of us, and yet so often we try to go it alone. We stay away from others because they're different, or we disagree with their religion, their gender, their politics. And yet, we are all called to be lights. We're all called to spread goodness into the world. Collectively, as religious, Catholics, Christians, we are connected to make our individual lights shine brighter. Our collective actions of holiness and justice go farther. We are just beginning the new year. What darkness do you see around that might be brightened by your light? What group might you join that would be strengthened by that light or might enhance your own light? We are all called to be light, to be holy, and to make God known throughout the earth.